At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
And the ball is up in the air as we begin action. Mountain Home wins the tip. They are moving right to left in this first half. Wyatt Gilbert in, brings into the front court, gives it over on the left side to Harris. Down to Tabor on the low block. Gives it to Jones near the elbow. He's going in for the reverse layup. Good, and Mountain Home strikes first. Matt Jones with the first 2 points of the night, and Fayetteville immediately turns it over as Mountain Home will get the ball back as we are 21 seconds into this contest. 2-0 Mountain Home lead. It will be Satch Harrison bounding it near the corner. He gets it in to Abe Crawford. Back to Harris. Back to Crawford. It is a zone press for Fayetteville. Now Crawford picks up his dribble, gives it to Jones in the front court. Now he's being triple teamed. Gets out of it, gives it to Crawford. Back to Jones. Over to Gilbert on the left side. He's going to immediately put up the three-pointer, misses everything, and the rebound is controlled by Fayetteville. Here is Williams back the other way. Gets into the front court to Barnett. Now ball goes down into the low block. Now over on the left side, going up for the three-pointer is Isaiah Relaford. Good, and Fayetteville gets their first lead of the night. 3-2, Fayetteville leading it. A little less than a minute into this contest. Another zone press. Here's Crawford with it, finding Harris in the front court. Now finds Gilbert on the right wing. Now Fayetteville switches to a man-to-man. Gilbert with it, over to Crawford on the right side. And now a technical foul already. I don't know what happened, but someone said something. It may have been assistant coach Ronnie Brewer there on the Fayetteville sideline must have said something. So that's a technical foul, the first team foul against Fayetteville. So Wyatt Gilbert's going to shoot two free throws, and then Mountain Home's going to get the ball right back. First shot for Gilbert is up and in. And now Mountain Home with a chance to give Gilbert with a chance to give Mountain Home the lead back. And he gets both. So it's 4-3, Mountain Home leading Fayetteville with 6:45 left to play in this opening quarter. They need to put those two free throws on the scoreboard. They got one more to put up there. So with 6:45 left, Mountain Home with the ball leading 4-3. So ball, Gilbert takes inbound pass, gives it to Tabor. Now over, ball goes over to Gilbert on the left wing. His three-pointer will not go. Rebound's controlled by Fayetteville. And back come the Bulldogs. Now Fayetteville turns it over. That's their second turnover of the night. They still got to get that free throw up on the board. 6:20 left to play in the first quarter. Mountain Home leading 4-3. Now Gilbert has the ball knocked away from him. Tabor gets it, goes up to, gives it to Jones, who goes up for the layup. No good, but draws contact, and he'll head to the free throw line with 6:12 left to play in this first quarter. And that foul, that is on Samari Relaford, his first personal foul, team foul number two against Fayetteville. Matt Jones' first free throw is up and in. And they still got to get that corrected on the scoreboard. It says 4-3, but it should be 5-3 right now. Second shot for Jones is up and in. He now has 4 points. It is 5-3, Mountain Home leading Fayetteville. A little over 6 minutes left to play in this first quarter. 6-3 is our score. Here is Isaiah Relaford dribbling to the right side. Now throws it up top to Williams. Williams will take the screen, go over to the left wing, go up for the three, and it rolls. Nope, they're going to call that a two. They said his foot was on the line. C.J. Williams with his first 2 points. 6-5 our score. Now they finally got it corrected. Here is Harris into the front court, gives it to Gilbert. He's being double-teamed. Now kicks over to Crawford. Back to Gilbert up top. A little 5.5 minutes left. It should be 6-5, but that they looks like they missed the score again. Here's Gilbert with it on the right side. Now Gilbert has the ball knocked away, but now they're going to call a foul on Fayetteville with 5:18 left to play in the first quarter. That is on Austin Garrett, his first personal foul, team foul number three against Fayetteville. 5:18 left to play. It is 6-5, Mountain Home leading it. Abe Crawford takes an inbound pass from Satch Harris. Harris has his pass knocked away and stolen by Fayetteville. Mountain Home's first turnover of the night. Going back the other way, going in for the lane. Layup was Tamari Relaford. He has the ball knocked away from him. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home. And it will be Mountain Home's, it will be Fayetteville's basketball with 5:07 left to play in the first quarter. 6-5, Bombers leading it. Tamari Relaford takes the inbound pass. The ball goes into the left corner. Going up for the three-pointer was Isaiah Relaford. Couldn't get it to go. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home, and it will be Fayetteville keeping possession with less than 5 minutes left to play in the first quarter. 6-5 is our score. Inbound pass goes up top to Garrett. Now to Isaiah Relaford. He is going to pull up at the elbow for the jumper. No good. The rebound is saved in by Fayetteville, but right into the hands of Matt Jones. Here is Wyatt Gilbert into the front court, dribbling to the left wing. And he has the ball knocked away from him and stolen by the Bulldogs. And now they're going to turn it right back over. So the two teams exchanging turnovers, checking in for Mountain Home is Jake McGee, as Dawson Tabor will take a seat. McGee, a 6'1 junior. 4:35 left to play in the game. At the first quarter, that is. Mountain Home leading Fayetteville 6-5. Here is Gilbert dribbling to the right corner. Now kicks it out to McGee. McGee drills up to the top, gives it to Crawford on the right side. Oh, down to Jones on the low block. He's going to put up the fadeaway jumper. His shot is blocked, and the rebound's controlled by Fayetteville. They're quickly back the other way. Austin Garrett losing the handle of the ball, and Mountain Home coming away with the steal. Fourth turnover against Fayetteville. 4:08 left to play in the first quarter. It is Mountain Home leading 6-5 with the ball. Gilbert with it on the left wing. Throws it up top to Crawford. Back to Gilbert. Gilbert's going into the lane, going to put up the running jumper. No good. Rebound is knocked around. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Fayetteville. It will be Mountain Home's basketball under the basket with 3:52 left to play in the first quarter. 6-5, Mountain Home leading Fayetteville. It is McGee triggering the inbound pass for the Bombers. Gets into Jones, who immediately puts up the fadeaway jumper. Will not go, and the rebound's controlled by the Bulldogs. Quickly back the other way, going into the lane is C.J. Williams, going up for the layup. Good. C.J. Williams with 4 points. That is the third lead change as Mountain Home trails Fayetteville 7-6 with a little over 3.5 minutes left. Here is Harris giving it to McGee. Back to Harris. Now he tries to get into the front court. Ball was well wide of Crawford. It was knocked away and stolen by Fayetteville, but Mountain Home gets it right back. Now here's Wyatt Gilbert throwing it up top to Harris, over to Crawford. On the right side. 3:15 left to play in the first quarter. Ball goes over to Harris on the left, up top to Crawford. Crawford's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Austin Garrett for the Bulldogs. He'll throw it to Isaiah Relaford. Now back up top to Garrett. Garrett's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Harris, who will give it to Gilbert. Gilbert will walk it into the front court with less than 3 minutes left to play in this opening period. 7-6, Fayetteville leading Mountain Home. Gilbert throws it to McGee on the left side. Back up top to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to put up the three-pointer at the top. Good! Wyatt Gilbert with 5 points, and that is our fourth lead change of the night. And Fayetteville's going to take a timeout. We'll break with 2:42 left to play in the game, in the first quarter, that is. It is Mountain Home leading Fayetteville 9-7. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, it may be 8-7. I thought Gilbert Gilbert hit both of his free throws. He may have missed one, but when Ronnie Brewer got called for that technical foul earlier, so I guess it must be 8-7. So apologize for all that. But Mount Tom does have the lead right now with 2:42 left to play in this first quarter. So it will be Fayetteville with the ball, trailing by a point with 2:42 left to play. Isaiah Relford takes an inbound pass, brings it into the front court. By the way, Arthur Cox just checked in for Fayetteville during the timeout. Ball goes up top to Connor Barnett, who puts up the three. Will not go, and the rebound's controlled by Jones. Jones gets Gilbert, who brings it into the front court. Over to McGee on the left side. Finds Jones just outside the lane, and he's going to be called for the travel. He sure did. Mountain Home's fourth turnover of the night. 2:14 left to play in the first quarter. Mountain Home turns it over with a one-point lead. 8-7 our score. Here's Isaiah Relford. Dribbles to the right side. Throws it up top to Barnett. Now Barnett dribbles to the elbow. Now kicks out to Isaiah Relford. Over in the right corner, he goes to Cox. Now ball goes to C.J. Williams. Williams will throw it back up top to Cox. Now to Isaiah Relford. Now down to Damari Relford on the low block. Looking for the hook shot over Matt Jones. He can't get it to go. Jones gets the rebound, and back comes Mountain Home. Now Gilbert has the ball knocked away from him. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Barnett, and Mountain Home will keep possession with 1:39 left in the first quarter. Bryson Wright and Landon Glasper will check in for Fayetteville, replacing Connor Barnett and C.J. Williams. 1:39 left to play in the first quarter. Mounts home with the ball, leading 8-7. Here is Gilbert throwing it back to Harris. Into the front court, goes to Crawford. Now Crawford has it on the right wing. His pass is knocked away. It was actually kicked. So it'll be a kickball called against Fayetteville. Mounts home will keep possession with 1:25 left to play in the first quarter. McGee inbounds it to Gilbert in the backcourt. Man-to-man defense for Fayetteville. Ball goes to McGee. He gets it back to Gilbert, who dribbles into the right corner. Now Gilbert goes to the wing, gives it in the corner to Jones. Up top to Crawford, over to McGee on the left. Back up top to Crawford, over to Jones on the elbow. Jones loses his footing. Gilbert throws it back out to Gilbert.
Be patient.
1 minute left to play in this first quarter. Mountain Home with the ball, leading by one. Ball goes to Jones near the right corner. Now Jones going down into the low block. And he has the ball knocked away and stolen by Fayetteville. Back quickly the other way. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Wyatt Gilbert. It will be Mountain Home. Fayetteville keeping possession with 48 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Matt Jones will take a seat as he's replaced by Dawson Tabor. 8-7, Bombers leading it. Inbound pass goes into the left corner to Glasper. Now ball goes around over to the right wing, and ball goes to Isaiah Relford, who's called for the offensive foul. Relford picks up his first personal foul, team foul number four, against Fayetteville, and that's their sixth turnover of the night. 40 seconds left to play in this first quarter. Mounts home with the ball, leading by one. Ball goes over to Harris, back to Gilbert, back over to Harris. It's a zone press once again for Fayetteville. Gilbert does get into the front court. Now kicks over to Harris on the right side, back up top to Gilbert. 25 seconds left to play in this first quarter. Mountain Home may hold for the last shot of the quarter. Ball goes down to Tabor. Nope, they're not going to. Tabor's going to try for the fadeaway jumper. Good. Boy, about gave Josh Fulcher a heart attack there on the sideline. Ball goes down to Tamari Relford. He's going to put up the layup. Good. Tamari Relford with his first 2 points. Back to a point. Mountain Home's going to... looks like Mountain Home has the ball with 2 seconds. Wyatt Gilbert's going to be tripped up in the backcourt. So Mountain Home will inbound it once again with 2 seconds left to play in the first quarter. That foul is on Arthur Cox, his first personal foul. Team foul number five against the Bulldogs. Inbound pass knocked away. by Bryson Wright. It goes out of bounds, and Mountain Home will inbound it once again. About enough time for a catch and shoot if they can get it in. Jake McGee will trigger the inbound pass with 1 second left. Now, 1 point lead for Mountain Home. Inbound pass goes to Gilbert, who quickly puts up the three-pointer at the buzzer. No good. But Mountain Home does have the lead after 8 minutes of play. After the first quarter, our score, Mountain Home leading Fayetteville 10-9. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with the planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.